Hi, everyone. It is Marcus Allen. I know this is the first time you're seeing me ever in life. I've had a come to Jesus moment a couple weeks ago. Looks like I'm in a disaster movie. I'll tell you about that. 3 weeks ago, I had a life altering experience that put me in a faraway place in Baltimore, Maryland, at the Johns Hopkins ICU burn unit. No, I wasn't in a fire. Perhaps something a little bit worse. And I just got out yesterday after 3 weeks straight. And symbolically, I drove here to probably the most important place I could think of. I'll tell you about that in a moment. I had to keep this short because I actually only get 10 minutes. But I was admitted to the ICU burn unit at Johns Hopkins because, and I'm still having a hard time admitting this, but I have an autoimmune disease called pemphigus. 91% of people who have pemphigus are of Jewish descent. It's much like sickle cell anemia, where the body attacks itself. Well, I'm sorry, everyone's like sending me messages. And the attack looks like your body is being burned. Over 50% of my body lost its skin. Literally had bare skin for weeks at a time. And I developed sepsis. The problem with autoimmune is no one knows how it happens and there are no cures. And while I was feeling bad for myself in the hospital, I spoke to a psychologist who helped me turn things around psychologically and decided, instead of feeling bad for myself, that I would make a major change in my life and be optimistic. I actually promised my wife that I'd be optimistic many years ago, and I followed through with that. Sorry, my lips are just, the drugs just dries you out. I was optimistic for many years, and then I fell off the bandwagon and became quite pessimistic again and quite miserable. So I had a come to Jesus moment on a Wednesday, and I said, I'm going to turn my life around. I'm only going to be optimistic, and I'm going to help people. That day, I reinvigorated a business. I created a business from scratch in the hospital. I'll tell you about it soon. Just a website. And it's a website where people help each other. Say what you will about Grant Cardone, I think Grant's funny. And he says that people are everything. And I agree. I met a lot of wonderful people at Johns Hopkins. Some not so wonderful. And they inspired me to create videos every other day, giving an update on my condition for my neighborhood, who were praying for me and wishing me well. And a lot of people enjoyed my videos and they said, wow, you're really good at making these videos. They didn't know that I was podcasting for decades, actually. So it kind of comes natural to me now. But I think that I can help people. I think the world needs some help. Let me backtrack on that. I think the world would like some help. They don't know who to turn to. They don't know who to trust. There's a lot of divisiveness going on, especially in the political season. And I think that's unfortunate. So I'm sure my immediate family might not like this, but I am going to come on social media and give my optimistic thoughts about life. Just talk about stuff that's on my mind that might be able to help others. The most important place I'm at right now is the farm. I believe good nutrition is everything. Now, again, no one can tell me how I got pemphigus and what put me in the hospital. But, I just don't know. But I am quite certain that I made it. Okay, let me backtrack. I had many nurses that came out to me and said, they almost looked at me like I was a miracle. And I'm like, why is everyone coming up to me saying how good I look? And they told me, that the people who come in with pemphigus die every time. No one goes home alive. And when they saw me, I went home alive and feeling great. So hard for me to smile with my lips. The steroids that I take dries everything out. But the good news is the doctors, the derm, they're called derm doctors. I've been taking some new miracle drug that's very expensive. And it did an amazing job bringing back new skin. This is new skin. This is old skin. You can see the difference in color. This literally was raw 3 weeks ago. Freaked out my wife. She's a saint. She's amazing. Imagine that. Imagine trying to sleep on that. Couldn't sleep. I had to sleep on my back for weeks at a time. So I'm all over the place. Happy to be alive. And can't wait to do a daily video. Optimistic, no more conspiracy theory talk. Let's put that aside. Yeah, there are a lot of bad people out there. Yeah, there are a lot of bad corporations out there. Yeah, there are a lot of bad politicians out there. But I'm going to avoid talking about that stuff. I'm just going to keep my message very positive. Hopefully you get enjoyment out of the message. If you have questions, pass them along. I'd be happy to try to answer them the best I can. It's so great to be at this farm and to drive by myself and take care of myself. Weird to see me with a bald head. You should vote. Should I keep my bald head or bring back my hair? Oh, do I have stories about my hair and what they had to do with what I had. I literally had, without getting gross, my scalp literally was separating from my head. It was so... Oh, okay. 10 minutes is up. I'll talk to you soon.